Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. One of the largest professional women's sporting events is returning to the Lowcountry soon and will be sure to once again generate significant economic activity for our state. Bob Moran is tournament director of the Credit One Charleston Open Tennis Tournament coming April 1st through 9th to Daniel Island, South Carolina, where he joins us from now by phone. Bob, welcome back to the program.
Thanks so much, Mike.
So tell us, what is new this year with the Credit One Charleston Open Tennis Tournament?
This year, we started building out some more permanent spaces. One, we took our grand lawn area and made that a solid turf area where our main dining is. We built a brand new deck under the oaks. And these are all for fan experiences, just to make it feel really good. Last year was all about redoing the stadium. This year was really focused on doing some of the spaces outside.
And now tell us who some of the top players are that are coming this year.
Our player field is kind of a mixture of really strong, 5 of the top 10, 14 of the top 20. But we really go deep this year as well, Mike. We have 42 of the top 70 players in the world. That's our lowest cutoff that we've ever had here in Charleston. But, you know, we have Australian Open champ Arina Sabalenka coming in, our defending champ Belinda Bencic, who's now moved into the top 10, along with a runner-up, Ons Jabeur, who's number 3 in the world right now. Top American, Jesse Pegula, who is number 4 in the world right now. Top-ranked Americans and past champions in Madison Keys and Sloane Stephens. I think we have 13 Americans in that field this year, which is fantastic. It just shows you the strength of American tennis. And of course, 2 Charleston players in Shelby Rogers and Emma Navarro. So fans will get really good matches from day one all the way through the final.
Now, we continue to hear when we attend every year that, you know, the players just love this tournament. And I guess that makes it a little easier to get the top players here, right?
It definitely helps. And I don't know, Mike, if you heard, last year was the first time we were voted by the players as the top WTA 500 in the world. That's our true test. That means everything to us. You know, we compete against everywhere from Tokyo to Dubai, across the globe. And it's a huge honor for us, one we've never received before. And now we've got to back that up with winning again in 2023.
And I don't have any doubts about it. Now, tell us about how the local business community is involved, because we know the economic impact is terrific there.
Yeah, no, we really fill the hotels. It's twofold. We have people coming from across the country, from other countries, but we're really seeing a lot of visitors come from across the United States, and that's exciting for us. They come to visit Charleston, they stay in the hotels, they visit restaurants, they visit the attractions. That's what we're here for. We're really here to build the growth of this event and the growth of the economy around us. And then we try and really tap into some local restaurants in the area. You know, we have a pizzeria from Charleston called Orlando's. We have Verde is a salad company here in Charleston. Beach is a local health food company here in Charleston. And then we have a lot of food trucks that are locally driven. So really trying to have a good feel for the local flavors and tastes here in Charleston.
And of course, there are a lot of corporate boxes there for company entertaining.
That's absolutely right. One part of the renovation last year, we built 16 suites and a brand new stage house for VIP entertaining. So we do a lot with corporate. We brought in some really good new partners this year, DXC Technology, which is a global company that's got a nice home base here in Charleston. Motorola came on board this year, Morgan Stanley on board this year. So all of our sponsors from last year continued with us, and we've added a nice new group to our stables.
And Bob, we've got just a little bit of time left. Tell us what else happens at that stadium during the year when tennis is not there.
Yeah, you know, Mike, it's very unique. We were able to build the new stadium with the idea of making it multi-purpose and really growing the music business for us. I mean, immediately after tennis is done, we will put the stage in and start gearing up for our summer concert series, where we'll have somewhere between 20 and 24 concerts in the facility. Last year we had Elton John. This year we have Eric Church and Chris Stapleton. And it is a really special place to watch music and to listen to music. I don't think there's anything better in the country when it comes to the closeness and the feel of what the stadium is.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Mike, always a pleasure, and hopefully we'll see you soon in the visit, okay?
Absolutely. Bob Moran is tournament director of the Credit One Charleston Open Tennis Tournament coming April 1st through 9th to Daniel Island, South Carolina. We will have a link to the event posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.